Rockin' Hunter.
Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com. Good morning, Brock. Hunter.
Hey, good morning.
Your ass. Oh, dude, this morning's just, I'm not in a good mood right now. Just not like in a bad mood. I'm almost in just kind of a baffled, like, kind of hands up in the air mood, you know?
You're, I could give a flying F mood.
Yeah.
That's kind of what the mood you're talking about, I think, is.
Just come on, man.
You know, when things don't work, you're talking about your internet. I know why you're not in a good mood because your internet's slow and you can't do anything and you can't work ahead, blah, blah, blah. I get that. It sucks.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's a point in time where you're just like, whatever, dude.
I'm ready to just throw in some best of breaks and be like, all right, there's nothing I can do right now. Nothing I can do. Makes you feel better?
Yeah. Remember that desk that I was telling you about? That, I got a new studio downstairs. Yeah. It's nice. I'm all excited. Got all this nice equipment on it, you know, bought a bunch of stuff. Yeah, I get down this morning. You heard it because you can hear what I do, you know, off the air. Wham! Tipped my cup over that was full of water. Dude, I'm talking one of those big Mason cups, too. Just all over my stuff, dude. Sparks flying. This is fantastic, dude.
I feel a little better. I mean, I feel bad that it happened, but I'm glad I'm not the only one. All right?
You know what? The company, I got a company computer down here that I use. It's off the desk, though. It's raised off the desk on purpose because I knew this was going to happen at some point.
Oh, they owe you. They owe you for that. Yeah, for sure. We need to get you a sippy tippy cup. You know, one of those ones that can knock over.
One of those gyro cups, you know, that you can fall down and it still stays.
Oh, my God. You're okay. You don't spill a drop. Anyway. Well, all right. Enough moping. Enough being sad saps. We'll figure everything out here. But cripes all Friday working against it. Like, this show's hard enough to do when everything's working right. All right? We have a hell of enough time keeping everything straight when everything's working properly. Now you're going to throw this into the mix? Get out of here. Anyway. All right. Well, let's keep her moving here right now. One thing I know we can do is your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair, M139 in Benton Harbor. Breathe easy with AIR.
You're dying. It was aggressive.
It was aggressive. Love them over there. Well, Judas Priest have officially pulled the plug on the rest of their U.S. leg of their 50th anniversary tour. In a statement, they say Richie Faulkner has major medical heart condition issues, which has landed him in the hospital. In the meantime, we are sending all of our love to Falcon to wish him a speedy recovery. As soon as we have any updates from his doctors on when we can reschedule the dates, we will, of course, announce them. Tickets will be valid until then. Ironically,
guys, maybe don't say pull the plug on the tour when the guy's in the hospital.
Oh, yeah, that's whoever wrote this.
Maybe you phrase it a little differently, guys.
They ended the life of the tour. No, that's not right, dude. That's not good either. Jeez, no. They stopped doing it. That works.
There you go.
Ironically, Faulkner is the youngest member of the band at age 41. He replaced original guitarist K.K. Downing in 2011. Priest's other longtime guitarist, Glenn Tippin, is no longer able to do full shows due to Parkinson's. The next show was scheduled for Wednesday in Denver. So, unfortunately, health issues have grounded Judas Priest for the rest of their 50th anniversary tour. And, like most tours that have tried to happen in the last year and a half, you know, it's maybe we just put the kibosh on it and just wait, or we just...
Probably how the conversation went,
you
know?
Yeah. But
it's like, hey, guys, we're already into it this deep.
Maybe as fans, we can all collectively agree we need to stop forcing these old bands to go out. I mean, like, I feel like we're just like, no, you guys got to get back on the road and tour. I need to see you.
I guess I never really thought about that end of it. There is a lot of pressure coming from the outside.
Yeah.
Getting you back on tour, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Record labels on you. You got all these people like, well, what are you guys going
to
do? Stuff
it's because there's a lot of money to be made. That's why. And everybody else is like, dude, come on. I need my part. You guys need to go out there. I know you're 95.
Yeah.
I'll have conditions. But we need that money.
We need that money. Come on now. We need to sell those T-shirts, man. Those concert tees.
You know.
Put kids through college with those, man.
That's sad. Now that kind of makes me sad.
Yeah.
So it's not like they're always willing to go out there and do it.
They're tired, all right? These guys have been doing it for a long time. They're tired. Anyway. So canceled for the rest, but hold on to those tickets because they will be valid for rescheduled dates. All right, that is your rock news. Let's take a look at your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day in rock history, September 28th, 1973. The Rolling Stones appeared on U.S. television for the first time since 1967. Back on there, I don't know why there was a hiatus. I know there was one point where they were like running from the French government or something like that.
Really?
Because of taxes, or they were in France to avoid taxes. So that might have been during that whole little bugaboo, like they couldn't leave the country or something. But yeah, we had a little break from the Stones, but then they came back.
The Stones are back, man.
Stones are back on TV. It's screaming girls. Oh my God. That's what they did.
Any girls scream for us?
No, God, no. In terror.
That's it. Why are they always running away? Yeah. They never ran away from the Beatles.
Look, we're just here trying to entertain you. Just like we're like the Stones. All right. So there you go. All right, that is your rock news and rock history for a Tuesday. We'll be back with more. It's Brock and Hunter on WIRX.